Welcome to the studio, Tom.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
I'd like to start off by asking you, what made you decide to become a writer?
I suppose I've always had quite esoteric interests, and I loved documentary on television when I was growing up, but the documentaries that I wanted to make, it was very difficult to find people at the British broadcasters who wanted to cover those stories. For example, I might find something fascinating about Japan, and I'd say, well, I'm sure people in England would like to know about this. But the broadcasters in England will say, nobody in England wants to listen to a foreign language. A little bit with subtitles, but only a little. And also people have a certain idea of Japan, and we don't want to show them something which is completely unknown, unless it's of obvious great human interest. So one of the ideas that I wanted to make as a documentary, I decided to pitch to a publisher as a book, and fortunately they liked the idea, and it was remarkably straightforward, and I got a good commission from a good publisher.
So where do you usually find inspiration for your writing projects?
I've written three books, and they've all had something to do with Colombia. So I suppose it was to do with my experience of living in Colombia on and off for 12 or so years.
So, you know, some people have an image of Colombia as a very dangerous country. How does that stereotype compare with the reality?
It certainly was a dangerous country. It was at one point described as a failed state, you know, comparable to Somalia today. But these days, it's I wouldn't say a very safe country, but there are many other countries that are far more dangerous than Colombia today.
How could you define the difference between a fiction writer and a non-fiction writer as yourself? Is there a different approach to writing?
Well, I suppose if you go back 20 or 30 years, I think the distinction between fiction and non-fiction was much clearer. And probably non-fiction, whether that's news journalism, magazine journalism, it would have been drier. These days, people want more storytelling in the non-fiction that they consume, even in the news. You want to know not just that a war is happening in a country, but you want to see how it has affected one person. So a journalist will go to the war zone, let's find one person whose story has the human interest and the drama, even if the viewer doesn't really know much about the history of the country where that war is taking place. The war can become a human interest story.
Well, thanks, Tom, for a really fascinating interview.
You're welcome.
Questions. Number 26. What difficulty did Tom encounter as a documentary filmmaker? Number 27. What does Tom tell us about news stories?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.